listening to What the Dev, the weekly podcast of ST Times. And now, here's Dave Rubenstein, editor-in-chief of ST Times.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the What the Dev podcast by ST Times. Today, we're taking a look at the state of value stream management. So where it's at, who's using it, how it helps bring the business side and IT together, and other benefits. With me today is Laureen Knutson. She's the Chief Transformation Officer at Broadcom. Hello, Laureen. Good to talk to you again.
Hi, David. Good to be here.
Thank you. Yeah, so let's dive right in, shall we? Folks have been talking about value stream, I don't know, since the late, like mid-20-teens. And I'm curious to know from your perspective, you know, what have you seen in terms of growth and uptake of value stream management practices and tools?
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, I think a lot of hardware organizations used it in, you know, like you're saying, in about 10 years ago, it was really looked at, but software has really been picking it up as well. And it's the way we describe it is it's that end-to-end process between I have a bunch of ideas and did my customers find value with what I created? And what we're seeing in our studies that we've done, we just released one in January of this year, that there's a real uptake in VSM that we're seeing across the board. There's more companies that are in the phase of using it with multiple product lines, and there's more companies that are uptaking it and doing a POC with it. So we're seeing that growth curve really starting to take off and happen in this past year than we have previously. So it's been snowballing, and I think the snowball is actually something that people are starting to pay attention to at this point.
Mm-hmm. Are you seeing any similarities with, let's say, the uptake of Agile, where, you know, it started out as kind of a developer thing and just laying out some rules and sort of guidelines, I guess, for creating software, and then it became distributed, and now it's organization-wide, and it can be applied to other organizations outside of development? I kind of see a parallel there with what's happening with Value Stream. Are you seeing that as well?
Yeah, we really are. So initially, a lot of the noise in the market about value stream management really had to do with DevOps. Mm-hmm. And I think that came from SAFe using value stream mapping in their DevOps course. So when that came out, the terminology came back into vogue. And but a lot of people were only using it in their DevOps processes. And then they realized, well, that's not where the process starts. And if I'm talking about taking a systems view of how I create products, I need to start at the very beginning of the ideation phase and move all the way through to, you know, how did my customers perceive what I did, not start halfway through the process with it. So we are seeing it being picked up. We're also seeing that interesting thing where, you know, companies, almost everybody today will tell you they're agile, but whether they're really following the principles of Agile is, you know, remains to be seen, right? A lot of them still don't have data, and transparency is fundamental to agility, right? Those types of things. So we're seeing this happen and I'm seeing it in two different ways. I'm seeing companies who are taking this seriously and really trying to fix all of the ills they had when they rolled out DevOps and they rolled out Agile and it didn't go very well. And I'm also seeing ones who are giving it lip service. And the lip service, of course, isn't changing things very much in their organization. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot more of those companies that are saying, okay, we saw what we did before and it didn't work very well. And now we really want to get this right. And they're using this to bring the entire organization together, right, and include everybody who's involved in that process of product creation, whether it's a legal approval of an open source, you know, product or marketing, or an agent that has to know about what you're creating to be able to do their job more fully. So it's expanding out to reach everybody, and it's being done, you know, being taken a lot more seriously, mm-hmm, I think, this time.
Well, one of the other similarities that I see with Agile is the fact that it's non-prescriptive. It isn't say, you know, to do Agile, you need to be this. It got to a point where people were like, well, we're doing Scrum, so we're Agile. Well, you're partially on the path, but not doing right. It all the way. And I think there may be some of that going on with Value Stream as well, where some people are like, okay, I've now mapped my value stream. And so I'm doing value stream management where maybe they don't have the observability pieces, or maybe they don't have some other parts that would really deliver the value that they're looking for.
Right. And if you look at, interestingly enough, if you look at, go back to the very beginning when Toyota was doing this, they mapped their current state, they mapped their future state, they shared that future state with everybody in the organization and made sure they understood the main thing they were trying to get at was a better way of working for everybody and having everybody be responsible for the process that was going on. And so they often didn't like keep that future state map hung up somewhere. They pulled it down and put it aside once they had people understanding this is the direction we want to go in order to try and get people to quit trying to check a box to get somewhere, but actually make the change and own their part of the process. So they would, look up and downstream and say, hey, there's a bottleneck up there. I might be able to relieve that. Or I might be able to alleviate that, take that systems view and everybody giving input into how their jobs could be done better. And it really is a difference, right? It's a difference in that, to your point of, are they just following trying to find some prescription to follow and following a process, or are they actually absorbing the principles that they're trying to get to and the outcomes they're trying to get, the objectives they're trying to meet? And everybody understanding those so that the every individual in the organization can contribute to making that company better.
Right. So that brings up an interesting question from my point of view. So when customers come to you and they want to embark on this journey, so to speak, is everybody looking to solve the same problem? Is it really just all about customer satisfaction and delivering value to the customer, or are there other unique things perhaps?
Right, we're finding the same high level objectives. So almost everybody will tell you they're focusing on customer value. And everybody mentions something that essentially boils down to I need to align the organization better or eliminate the final silos. I need my data to be visible and I need to know what's happening for real in my business, right? Not some spreadsheet that's 3 weeks old and has been sanitized. And I need to be really efficient and effective in how I work. And so it boils down to those things, but almost every single company has a slightly different problem to solve or a slightly different culture, right? You bring groups of a few or many thousands of people together, it creates a culture that's going to be different than if you group together a different thousand, same number of people. And so it's, you've got to take all that culture and all of the way those people work into consideration when you're doing all of this as well, in order to be successful.
So that brings me to this point. One of the things that we noticed very early on with Value Stream is the one thing that it seemed to be solving was the bringing together of business and IT. That always had been a big disconnect. We've been covering software development since the turn of the century, basically. And that always was the number one problem. Requirements weren't understood. IT was building something that the business didn't really need. It wasn't delivering any kind of value. And yet this seemed to be a way that the whole business would get aligned around the work that's being done. So what I'm curious to know is this really more useful for larger organizations that have big complex software architectures and delivery pipelines and all these things, or smaller companies can also gain from this as well?
It's really both. I mean, if you're a small company and you already have silos, right? Then you really need to step back and rework your organization immediately, right? But looking at that, so bringing everything together, making sure work is flowing through your organization, that you're eliminating those bottlenecks, that it's flowing at a reasonable pace, that people aren't working every night and every weekend. All of these things that are principles and practices within that value stream umbrella, it's really important for any organization of size. I don't care if you have five people, if two of them aren't talking, right, that there's a break in the organization that you need to solve. So really value stream management, I think just as a way to look at the organization and to make sure that you're not allowing those silos to form, that you're not bringing in managers that are wanting to work against each other or leaders as your company grows, as well as in large organizations that you're not letting, one leader have an MBO that's different than that's different than another to the point where both can't succeed. We're seeing that in a lot of companies where the people are being allowed to incent themselves, because I get to define my own MBOs a lot of times or my own, bonus structure goals that I'm going to say as a business, I want to get things out by a certain date or in a certain way. And then the technical people are ranked on quality and other measures, and you end up with not being able to get both. Well, if everybody instead has the goal to put out a quality piece of software that's secure in a certain amount of time or within a window of opportunity, then you make the business and the technology people work together. So it really doesn't matter organizational size, I think, as much as it matters that you're looking at the end-to-end systems view to say, how do I get this to work more fluidly?
Yeah, so one of the things that I hear is people are always wondering about education. How can they learn more about this? And how can they upskill themselves to get involved with ValueStream? So I know you guys have your VSM summit coming up on April the 24th this year. And maybe, Lorene, maybe tell us a little bit about the event and some of the sessions maybe that you're offering there that people can learn more about.
Absolutely, David. It's our fourth annual VSM Summit, and we bring together industry experts like Chris Kondo from Forrester and our own internal experts and some of our customers and the leaders, the transformational leaders there to talk about their paths of value stream management. Chris Kondo will talk about what he's seeing in the market, linking in new innovations like AI, and our customers then talk about where they are on their journey. And we don't pick people that where everything's magically perfect, right? Where they make it sound like everything's fabulous. We really talk to people at every stage of the game. So we have customers that are working with us this year that are going to be talking about their journeys. We have State Street, Southern Company, London Stock Exchange Group, and Cox Automotive. And they'll be talking live on that day with us, but the whole recording will also be available after that date. So if you happen to miss it, you can go on and see it at any time. Or if there was a particular session that appealed to you more or seemed to work with where your company is or what you're stuck on, you can send that out to other people and they can hear it as well.
All right, Lorene Knutson, Chief Transformation Officer at Broadcom. Thanks so much for your time today. Great talking to you as always.
Thanks, David. Great talking to you too.
And thanks to all our listeners for tuning in to the What the Dev podcast here for SD Times. I'm Dave Rubenstein, Editor-in-Chief of SD Times. Until next time, so long for now.